chairman caught me yawning, but that's, you know, because we went so late last evening.
Absolutely.
Working very, very hard.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, Senators, I'm back before you with AB 2818, which addresses the very important issue of public housing and the loss of those public housing units and how we go about making sure that we replace those units and provide the replacement housing for individuals living in them. Right now, we have over 43,000 housing units, public housing authority units, at risk because of the potential for the disposition of those properties, the sale, demolition, and other disposition of those properties. The bill was heard in this committee on June 24th, and we appreciated the chair's direction that we work closely with his staff, with the chair, and with the various stakeholder groups, including the California Housing Authorities and their leadership. We had numerous meetings, and I want to thank in particular the chair and his very able chief consultant, Mr. Stivers, for the amount of time and effort that was put into this. And I'm very pleased to report that we do have an agreement. This bill ensures that when public housing authorities choose to dispose of or tear down these units, that they adopt a plan that explains how they'll replace them, that they provide current tenants with relocation assistance, they consult with the tenants about the plan, receive their comments, and they ensure that all the units disposed of are replaced with new units that are affordable. Through the working group convened by the chair, we made a number of important compromises on all sides. And I'm happy to report that the bill is now supported by the Oakland Housing Authority and the Housing Authority of the City of Alameda, and we have removed the opposition that was the cause for considerable concern by everyone involved in this process. So we have some witnesses who would like to speak on behalf of the bill, and again, we want to thank the chair and his staff for working so closely with us on it.
Witnesses in support.
Good afternoon. Brian Augusta on behalf of the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation. We're the sponsors of the measure. There's no doubt there's a crisis in public housing and changes are coming. I think what's before you today is a compromise measure that will ensure that we deal with that crisis carefully, that will ensure the preservation of the maximum number of units of that housing to ensure that we have continued affordable housing for poor families who have few or no other options. What we came out of the working group with is a compromise measure. It's narrower, it's more flexible, it ensures that the good actors can do what they need to do to restructure their housing stock while preserving affordability, but put some guardrails in place to make sure that everyone follows those same set of rules and that we maximize the opportunity to preserve these units. So we're very pleased with the hard work that everyone has put into this, including the public housing authorities, and to be able to come back to you with a bill that I think will achieve both parties' objectives, and I urge an aye vote.
Any other witnesses in support? Yes.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Pucci, Executive Director of the Housing Authority of the City of Alameda. I thank you for having this committee meeting this afternoon to discuss the bill. Over the last several months, we worked very hard on a compromise bill. We originally did not like the bill as written because it provided some serious major concerns for housing authorities, our tenants, and our communities that we are working in. I am here to support the bill. However, I also represent the Housing Authority Executive Directors Association of Northern California and Nevada, and I cannot get consensus of my members. There's some housing authorities out there that do support the bill, others that oppose it because they feel it's overly prescriptive, and then there's still more that feel that we just don't need this bill. But I am here in the spirit of compromise. We've come a long way since the original bill, and we now have a bill that I feel we can support. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Just your name, where you...
I'm Mary Ellen Shea with the California Housing Authorities Association, one of the members of the negotiating team. We are officially neutral on the bill for many of the reasons that Mike just mentioned. Some like it, some don't. Some just think it's unneeded. But there's no official opposition from the Housing Authorities Association.
Okay, so you're neutral on the bill. Thank you.
I'm Chris Gouig from the Alameda County Housing Authority. We had sent in a letter of support. I didn't see it listed on your staff report. But we were part of the analysis and negotiations of it. I'll echo the previous speakers that we didn't like it at first. In the spirit of compromise, we are supporting the bill now. We do expect that since this is a new arena for this kind of legislation, that there will need to be cleanup legislation as we try to implement it, and we would be back before your committee next year and the year after.
Anyone else in support? Anyone in opposition? Not seeing anyone in opposition.
The bill?
Well, we don't have a quorum yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'd like to say, given... Will the sergeants please call the rest of the members and tell them we're ready to vote? Given the dire shortage of affordable housing, I think it's critical that we make every effort to replace lost public housing with housing that's affordable at the lowest income levels as possible. That said, I also concur that the original bill failed to recognize that housing authorities do not have a lot of resources under their direct control and are provided very little flexibility. I believe this new bill really corrects that situation. I think you've spent a tremendous amount of time and hours negotiating. I want to express my thank you to all those who've participated, and especially to the staff of the committee, Mr. Stivers, for everyone else. With the author, I commend the author and the housing authorities for coming together and negotiating this. With that, we're still short one person. Senator Harmon.
Yes, as long as we have a moment to pause here. I'm sorry, Ms. Jones, I don't have a copy of the bill in front of me, but maybe you or your witness can help out on the issue of relocation assistance. And what is the financial impact of putting a relocation assistance in this bill? And wouldn't that become a state mandate, and the state would then be on the hook for that expense?
Allow the witness to answer the question, Senator.
Thank you.
Mr. Harmon, what we've done is narrowed the scope of the bill on that subject to just stating essentially that state and or federal relocation law that would otherwise apply in this situation applies. Whenever,
excuse me. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Lowenthal.
Here.
McClintock. Ashburn. Cedillo.
Here.
Corbett. Harmon.
Here.
Hollingsworth.
Here.
Kehoe. Maldonado. Oropeza.
Here.
Semitian.
Here.
Torlakson.
Here.
Yee. Kehoe here.
We have a quorum. I apologize, Senator.
Not a problem. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. So, generally speaking, whenever a public agency, as you know, takes action that would displace or engages in a project that would displace people from their homes, it triggers state and possibly federal relocation obligations, and that's no different here. I think it's difficult to say precisely what the cost would be because it's very fact-specific.
Well, I think my question is, does this bill enhance or expand the state amount state. In right. dollars or the coverage and relocation costs?
No, sir.
No, sir. No. Thank you.
No, sir.
The bill's been moved by Senator Kehoe.
Yes.
Would you like to close?
Just for the edification of the members who just walked in, we've obtained the support of the Oakland Housing Authority, the Housing Authority of the City of Alameda, and the Housing Authority Association is now neutral. I'd ask for your aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. McClintock. Ashburn. Cedillo.
Aye.
Cedillo, aye. Corbett. Harmon?
No.
Harmon, no. Hollingsworth?
No.
Hollingsworth, no. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Maldonado?
No.
Maldonado, no. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Semitian?
Aye.
Semitian, aye. Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Yee? 6-3.
Bill has 6 votes. We'll place that on call.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Thank you, Senators.
Thank you. I think we have one more bill. Senator Steinberg?
Can you present that at this
time?
Here
is.
You can do it, Daryl.
It's okay. That's okay.
Welcome to the committee, Senator.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry to hold anybody up. Mr. Chairman and members, this bill was amended on the Assembly floor and received a 67-0 vote. It is a pilot program for Sacramento Regional Transit and the Fresno Area Express. The bill would sunset on January 1 of 2012. We negotiated intensively with the ACLU. As you remember, this is the bill that gives some additional authority to the transit police to, with appropriate due process, to essentially bar riders from using the system under limited circumstances where those patrons are essentially causing a nuisance to, to others. You know, there's always two sides to every story, and certainly we're very concerned, I'm very concerned about the due process rights of anybody subject to government action. But on the other hand, a lot of people won't ride the bus and the train because of the fear of people misbehaving in ways that just does not make it safe to them.
Measure's been moved by Senator Oropesa.
We can, I can go into detail about some of the amendments taken, but...
Yeah. Do you want to? Is it Senator Kehoe? Did you ask a question?
No.
Senator Cedillo. Oh, no, you're just waiting.
I do have Jack Maladonoff, Shane Gussman.
Witnesses in support.
Go.
Thank you. Jack Maladonoff on behalf of the Sacramento Regional Transit District. We're sponsors of the bill and very supportive, and we thank Senator Steinberg for carrying this important measure. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Shane Gussman on behalf of the Amalgamated Transit Union and the Teamsters in strong support. We have transit operators that are harassed on the bus, violence committed against them, and the same people are on the bus the very next day. We need to have some authority to at least make sure, with due process rights, that they're, you know, barred from the bus. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, members, Gus Coyne, on behalf of the California Transit Association, strong support as well. We believe that this is a much-needed mechanism to maintain public safety on our transit systems, and hopefully in the future it could be expanded to all transit systems in the state. So thank you.
Good. I think you've done a good job of crafting this narrowly to protect individual rights and due process, and at the same time the rights of those.
We took out loitering, for example. We specified the kind of offenses that...
Right.
Constitute grounds. Okay.
Any witnesses in opposition? Are there witnesses in opposition? I think that's very good. You've removed that, and I think you've addressed the public safety concerns. Would you like to close, Senator?
Thank you very much for your staff's work and your help, actually, through this process. I think we've struck the right balance. Ask for an aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal? Aye. McClintock? Ashburn? Cedillo?
Aye.
Cedillo? Aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Hollingsworth.
No.
Hollingsworth, no. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Maldonado. Oropesa.
Aye.
Oropesa, aye. Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Torlakson.
Aye.
Torlakson, aye. Yee.
Aye.
Yee, aye. 9-1.
Bill has 9 votes. That bill is out. Let's lift the call on Assemblymember Jones's AB 2818. Secretary, please tell us what the role is and what the vote is presently.
Current vote 6-3. Chair aye. Vice chair has not.
As amended. Removed all opposition.
Even Mark?
No, that it has not done, but it's moving in that direction. We're going to see right now whether it has.
Previously, before, as in print.
It needs to be stated.
Please call the absent members.
McClintock? Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. 8-3.
Bill has 8 votes. That bill is out. This meeting is adjourned.
That's okay. What he meant was...
Because it's not as amended.
Yes.
That the assembly amendments be concurred in,
right,
is different than as amended in this,
right,
committee.
Yeah, my only concern was that if the local government puts money into some of those nonprofit low-income housing projects. So when they decide to do that, it's going to be here in just a few words, local will stay, or if you want to go back.
Well, I'll see if there's any votes.
Any questions?
Just the one. My chair, they'll be.
No, I see, I'll see if I can make some.
And right outside.
Oh, yeah.